I have done such a thing without being aware of it? No, certainly not. Unless there existed another me.
Mr. Okada,
someone said close by in the darkness. My heart leaped into my throat. I had no idea where the voice had come from. My muscles tensed as I scanned the darkness, but of course I could see nothing.
Mr. Okada,
the voice came again, a man's low voice.
Don't worry, Mr. Okada. I'm on your side. We met here once before, don't you remember?
I did remember. I knew that voice. It belonged to the man with no face. But I had to be careful. I was not ready to answer.
You have to leave this place as soon as possible, Mr. Okada. They'll come to find you when the lights come on. Follow me. I know a shortcut.
The man switched on a pen light. It cast a small beam, but it was enough to show me where to step.
This way,
the man urged. I scrambled up from the floor and hurried after him.
You must be the one who turned out the lights for me, is that right?
I asked the man from behind. He did not answer, but neither did he deny it.
Thanks, I said. It was a close call.
They are very dangerous people, he said. Much more dangerous than you think.
I asked him,
was Noboru Wataya really injured in some kind of beating?
That is what they said on TV,
the man replied, choosing his words carefully.
I didn't do it, though, I said. I was down a well at the time, alone.
If you say so, I'm sure you are right,
the man said matter-of-factly. He opened a door, and shining the torch on his feet, he began edging his way up the flight of stairs on the other side. It was such a long staircase that halfway through the process, I lost track of whether we were climbing or descending. I was not even sure this was a staircase.
Is there anyone who can swear that you were in the well at the time?
The man asked, without turning around. I said nothing. There was no such person.
In that case, the wisest thing would be for you to run away. They have decided for themselves that you are the culprit.
Who are they?
Reaching the top of the stairs, the man turned right, and after a short walk, opened a door and stepped out into a corridor. There he stopped to listen for sounds.
We have to hurry. Hold on to my jacket.
I grasped the bottom edge of his jacket as ordered. The man with no face said,
Those people are always glued to the television set. That is why you are so greatly disliked here. They are very fond of your wife's elder brother.
Do you know who I am?
I asked. Yes, of course I do.
So then, do you know where Kumiko is now?
The man said nothing. I kept a firm grip on the tail of the man's coat, as if we were playing some kind of game in the dark, rushing around another corner, down a short staircase, through a small secret door, through a low-ceilinged hidden passageway, into yet another corridor. The strange, intricate route taken by the faceless man felt like an endless journey through the bowels of a huge bronze figure.
Let me tell you this, Mr. Okada. I don't know everything that happens here. This is a big place, and my area of responsibility centers on the lobby. There is a lot that I don't know anything about.
Do you know about the whistling waiter?
No, I don't. There are no waiters here, whistling or otherwise. If you saw a waiter in here somewhere, he wasn't really a waiter. It was something pretending to be a waiter. I failed to ask you, but you wanted to go to room 208, is that correct?
That is correct. I'm supposed to meet a certain woman there.
The man had nothing to say to that. He pressed for no details about the woman or what my business with her might be. He continued down the corridor with the confident stride of a man who knows his way around, dragging me like a tugboat along a complicated course. Eventually, with no warning, he came to a stop in front of a door. I bumped into him from behind, practically knocking him over. His flesh on impact felt light and airy, as if I had bumped into an empty cicada shell. He quickly straightened himself and used his pocket torch to illuminate the number on the door, 208.
This door is not locked,
said the man.
Take this light with you. I can walk back in the dark. Lock the door when you go in, and don't open it to anyone. Whatever business you have, get it over with quickly and go back where you came from. This place is dangerous. You are an intruder here, and I am the only one on your